Right now, what's being passed out is the California Senior Legislature, the proposals that failed in committee. That's AP1, page 22. You can pull that from your binder. AP13, page 35. Pull that from your binder. AP14, page 84. You can pull that from your binder. AP16, page 87. Can come out from your binder, and SP5, page 101, can come out of your binder. So, and also being passed out is the 2018 Senate proposal public ballot, day two, Y for yes, N for no, and A for abstain. And because we have, let me see, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, we have 13 of them to go through. So I'll have the clerk will call the first one, and the author will be given 2 minutes to speak. I will hear one person in against the bill proposal, and one person for the bill proposal. Those two people will get 1 minute each. Because we have this many of them, we're just going to hold it down to one for each, and that way we'll get out of here faster. Okay, will you read the first one, please?
Yes. AP2, transportation, seniors and disability individuals access to transportation to Medi-Cal services.
Senator Warren. Is it Assemblyperson Warren? Is there someone here to speak for Assemblyperson Warren?
For that? I'll support it and sponsor it if you want. The author isn't here.
Okay, the author's not here, so Ken, would you speak for it?
I'm Ken Ryan. I'm on the Transportation and Committee. I've been, to some extent, I was opposed to this last time, but it was not as well thought out as hoped. The author has taken it back, has made substantial modifications to the funding of this and the responsibility of the funding. Fundamentally, she has moved the responsibility for administering the funds to the PSAs, and the PSAs will have some alternative funding. There has not been a change in funding for transportation of meals and what have you at the PSAs since the 70s. All of the money we've voted in one way or another has ignored the needs, in particular the rural areas, for funding for transportation of food, people, and meals to and from food, meals on wheels to people or people to group centers. So this would help a lot in terms of providing needed money for the PSAs in the rural areas, and I'm sure in the urban areas who have a great deal of transportation costs to deal with in their own way. So I think that this is much needed to be flexible on funding, and I fully support it. I hope that I'm glad to see she's reworked it. She had a sponsor in the assembly. It almost made it out of the assembly last year, and she believes she has a sponsor for it again if we move it. And I really do urge that it move, because it provides much needed funds to free money that the PSAs are now spending on transportation as opposed to services for seniors. And the PSAs are the people who contract the services for our seniors. So I do urge support for this. I'm Ken Ryan. I live in Mount Shasta, And we have a five-hour county PSA in the five northern counties or the northeast counties of the state, and we sure could use it.
Thank you. Thank you. Do we have anybody that wants to stand in opposition to this bill? Seeing none, is there anyone else that would like to speak in favor of this bill? Seeing none, go ahead and mark your ballot. As I said, Y for yes, N for no, or A for abstain. Clerk, will you please read the second one?
AP3, travel safety.
Right.
Senator Peabody?
Yeah, you were going to hear AP3 now?
Correct.
Okay, since I'm one of the co-author on AP3, I just would like everybody to read it through and understand what we're asking for. Grab bars and non-slip in hotels, motels, bed and breakfasts. The way the law is written now, if a hotel has over 76 to 100 rooms, they are mandated by state by law to have five rooms that are handicap accessible. Anything under 50 or under 76, 75 and under, they have a couple of handicap rooms. But since falls, bathroom falls are the number one hazard for not just seniors, but for everyone, we think that we would just really like to see handicap bars, grab bars in showers and tubs and non-skid on the bottom of the showers and the tubs. We just think that this is a safety issue for everybody, not just for seniors. And that, so it should be in all hotels, motels, bed and breakfasts, and businesses that provide rooms that invite the public to stay, which is what hotels and motels and bed and breakfasts do. So thank you.
Thank you, Senator. AP3. Do we have anybody that wants to stand in opposition to this bill? Seeing none, is there anybody else that would like to speak in favor of this bill? Senator Wood?
I'm confused. I thought AFP2 at the bottom was about durable medical equipment and grab bars, so am I kind of...
AP3.
Okay. Which is labeled travel safety?
Right.
Thank you.
Okay, mark your ballot, and clerk, would you read the next one, please? Yes.
AP4, senior mentoring public school students.
So Sechrist, and is there anybody that's going to stand in favor of this bill? Senator Lola Young.
I, as chairman of the Social and Community Service Chair, since I am chair, I guess I should present this. And as this was presented to us, it's asking that a law that legislation be made to make use of the seniors in our public schools as mentors to our students. I am a little cautious about this particular one because I'm not sure that it's all over the state here, but I will tell you that here in Sacramento, we have a program called the Foster Grandparents Program, and seniors volunteer their time to mentor students in the public schools. The program is funded by the Older Americans Act. The seniors are given a stipend to cover their transportation to and from the schools. My late husband was a member of that foster program, and I can tell you it was his reason to get up in the morning. So this is not, would not only be a benefit to the students, it would be a benefit to the seniors. And so I ask for your yes vote.
Thank you. Anyone like to stand in opposition to this bill? Senator?
I have a question about this. I'm wondering if there's vetting for these people, because we've had a rash of child abuse or, you know, along the years. So I would hope there's a strong vetting for seniors who go into schools. And then, so I'm very cautious about favoring this bill.
Okay, anyone that would like to stand in favor of this bill? Yes, Senator.
I also heard the bill this morning, and I am very much in favor of the bill. And in my home district, in my school district, we have a volunteer program for older adults also, the Conejo Senior Volunteer Program, that regularly puts volunteers into the school district just for this purpose. So I think it does exist in pockets around the state. The way I read this proposal is that it appears to attempt to standardize through a program called SAM, and it mentions the California Department of Education doing training. And so that's what I think this proposal is trying to do. And we also did not have the author to question, but someone spoke for the author. But that's what I think it's trying to do, is maybe take these divergent programs that are occurring around the state, put them into an umbrella, and have a program that is administered through the California Department of Education. I'm in favor of this.
Thank you, Senator. Okay, place your votes on your ballot. Sir?
Hello. I have a concern. I worked for Stockton Unified School District, and I retired from there. And it was difficult to deal with volunteers, because it seemed like volunteers ended up being volunteer custodians, volunteer instructional aides, volunteer cafeteria workers, and I. I would like to think that this is not going to end up doing that, but as I read it, you have one of the things is one of the whereases: seniors can mentor pupils on a one-to-one basis or in small groups in various subjects, including reading, writing, mathematics, science, foreign languages, and social studies. That sounds like an instructional assistant's job. So I'm pretty sure that you would get a lot of kickback from the exclusive representatives for those workers. Thank you.
Thank you. Okay. Clerk, please read the next one.
AP 6, sport fishing licenses duration.
Okay, do we have anyone to stand for Assemblyperson Segrist? Okay. Just quickly what it says here. AP 6, sport fishing license duration. This measure memorialized legislature and governor to enact legislation that would provide for annual sport fishing licenses to expire 1 year after their date of purchase instead of at the end of the calendar year. So What he's trying to do here is have a licensing. You buy it on March 1st, then he wants it to be good for 1 year till the end of February the next year. So it's for a full 1 year term on that license, as opposed to whenever you buy it, it expires at the end of the year on December 31st, his existing law is. So is there anybody who wants to stand in favor of this bill? Anyone in opposition to this bill? Sir.
Favor of the bill. Just to clarify.
Senator Raymond Wyatt.
Yes, sir.
You're recognized.
The law is currently is that the fishing license is issued runs from fiscal year from January 1st to the end of December. If you buy a fishing license the second day of December, you pay the same price for that fishing license as you would pay if you'd have bought it on the 1st of January, but it only lasts till the end of December. This bill turns the fishing license situation into something similar to what a driver's license would be. You buy it at March and you get a full year's use out of it. It seems to me that it's unfair and somewhat unreasonable to have the fishing license expire at the end of the year and you get maybe a few weeks use out of it if you want to go fishing in December. And it does discourage people from buying licenses late in the year because they know they're only going to get half the use or less than half of the use of their money. So it seems to me to be a fair way to handle that issue.
Thank you. Okay, anyone who stand in opposition? Hearing none, please mark your ballots. And the clerk, please read the next one.
AP7, Fall Safe Housing.
And that was Assemblyperson Rolf. Is there anyone here to stand and speak for Assemblyperson Rolf? Okay. AP7, Fall Safe Housing. Measure memorialized the legislature and the governor to act legislation that would amend the Building Homes and Jobs Act to ensure that specific falls prevention structural features designed to prevent falls and facilitate aging in place are built into new housing using funds generated by the act. So that's what the bill is about. And anybody to stand in favor of it? Yes, Senator Lopez.
Senator Monca, PSA 23 San Diego. I in favor of this proposal because it's a safety measure that if you are building a new home, especially with government funding, it would be a very reasonable addition to include grab bars and what have you versus putting them after the fact. So in reality, you're gonna be saving money and possibly somebody sleeping and risking injury, and this could have been prevented with a single grab bar and then gadgets that would be safe that can be stopped, you know, during the construction process. So I think it's a good proposal. Thank you.
Thank you, Senator. Anybody to stand in opposition to this bill? Hearing none, place your votes on your ballot. And clerk, please read the next one.
AP8, Affordable Housing for the Elderly, Shared Housing.
Is anybody to speak for Assemblyperson Rolf? Okay. AP8, Affordable Housing for the Elderly, Shared Housing. This measure memorialized the legislature and the governor to enact legislation that would, for the purpose of meeting housing element goals under the planning and zoning law, classify housing units participating in a home sharing arrangement in which at least one of the occupants is an elderly person who qualifies as a person of low or moderate income as defined as very low income households. This would also incentivize local authorities to meet affordable housing goals, and that would hold local authorities accountable when they fail to do so. Okay, is there anyone that wants to stand in opposition to this bill? Seeing none, is there anyone who wants to stand in favor of this bill? Seeing none, please place your vote on the ballot, and clerk, please read the next.
AP 10, hunting and sport fishing, licensing fees.
On L Street.
That's on L Street.
Over here, yeah.
Which is directly opposite of the Hyatt.
Okay.
That's for Saturday at 9 a.m.
Okay. What's this? Okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
So at some point, we will make that announcement. I'll either do it if I'm in here, but if I'm not, I want you to make that announcement if I'm not in here.
Okay.
So the last act, okay?
Gotcha. Thank you. Okay. This was Senator Pereira. Assemblyperson Pereira. Anyone want to stand up for Assemblyperson Pereira on this bill? Okay. AP 10, hunting and sport fishing license fees. This measure memorialized legislature and the governor to enact legislation that would exempt residents 68 years of age or older from hunting and sport fishing license fees. So, Senator, would you like to speak in favor of this bill?
No, I just have a question. Why 68? Why the number 68?
I have no idea why he picked 68. I asked him about that. I said, why not 65 or 70? You know, and I have no idea why he came up with 68, but the benefit is seniors of elder age would have license fees exempted.
Nobody amended that? Or?
Nobody amended it. It is what it is. Sir.
Yeah, Raymond Wyatt. We were on the committee that reviewed this bill, and the person who presented it indicated that it was an arbitrary date. It could be 75, it could be 60. I mean, there's no particular reason why he picked that age. But the idea is that some people, particularly living in the rural areas of the state, hunting can be a significant part of their ability to feed themselves. And it's so people who are seniors who are generally on low incomes would benefit from this bill.
Thank you. Anyone to speak in opposition? And seeing none, please place your marks on your ballot.
I have opposition. And
oh, I'm sorry, I didn't see you.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
Please state your name and PSA.
Yvonne Baginski, Napa Solano Counties. And I am saying that this was seen as a fun activity. He described it as a fun activity. People like to go out and shoot bear and elk. And one of the comments that was heard in committee was that this is also a sports activity, and that people could well afford to pay $100 for a hunting license to go out for sport.
Okay, thank you. Please mark your ballots. Clerk, please read the next one.
AP 11, Cal Community Colleges, Older Adult Education Programs Funding.
Mr. Chair.
Ted, you're recognized.
Ted Kagan, PSA 23. AP 11 is a result of the state trying to eliminate the opportunities of adults, seniors, and establishing a lifelong learning opportunities. The state feels financially that their money should be toward the youth, to younger folks, and not to the seniors. And we know that through clinical tests that we, as seniors, we not only need to practice or exercise the body, we also need to exercise the mind, and this will eliminate dementia or Alzheimer's and other diseases affecting the mind. So So we as seniors need to keep the mind alert. Throughout the state, we have adult learning programs. Some counties call it adult learning. San Diego, we call it lifelong learning. In other parts, we call it the emeritus. But the importance of us seniors in lifelong learning to establish not only the mind, but also for social reasons. I urge everyone to please vote yes on AP 11 and the importance of lifelong learning for all of us, Mr. Chair.
Thank you, Senator. Is there anyone to speak in opposition to this particular bill? Seeing none, is there anybody else who would like to speak in favor of it for 1 minute? Yes, Senator. Please your name, state your name and PSA.
Karen Gorbach, PSA 18. I would like to speak in favor of this. There's been a lot of brain science research done lately indicating that we continue to learn as we age. Neuroplasticity has proven that our synapses continue to make connections. We continue to grow. We absolutely need legislation that encourages lifelong learning. Thank you.
Thank you, Senator. Okay, please place your vote on your ballot, and clerk, would you please read the next one?
AP 12, Caregiving Grandparents Handbook.
Senator, state your name and PSA.
Senator Monge, PSA 23. I am totally in support of this proposal. I am the author of this proposal, and there was a minor change in an amendment just for the headlines or the heading that is used. It said that Caregiving Grandparents Handbook, and we did away with that, and we made it Caregivings for Grandparenting. So in reality, the purpose of the proposal is to alleviate the financial burden that a lot of seniors, elder members of families are incurring as a result of the irresponsible parents of young children who receive financial assistance, medical, food stamps, and all this, and other entitlements, will be benefiting their parents that are irresponsibly not taking care of the kids. And now we would like to see that the entitlements go to the grandparents that are actually taking care of the children, giving the right nutrition, guiding them to school, and doing all the amenities that a young child needs to be a productive citizen in this society. Now, if we could do and approve this thing, I'm just gonna mention that in San Diego County, we have 25,000 children that are under this program, and it's a very successful program where children are not into gangs, into drugs, and missing school, truancy, and all this other stuff, well taken care of, because the parents that are taking care of these children are also vetted so that they are responsible citizens, so that they can take care of the children the way it should be. We are eliminating an humongous problem that would surface 10 years down the road if we don't take care of these kids, because gang membering and drugs, abuse and trading and everything else is becoming a thing to do. So I hope that you support this proposal, because it also, it addresses the intergenerational concept of senior living, which was mentioned to us in one of our sessions, that we have been neglecting the intergenerational thing. And this is one of the things that not only does the intergenerational concept, it also helps the seniors that are burdening the cost of these children's well-being. And the state eventually, long time, will save a bunch of money. I support this bill, and I urge you to do so. Thank you.
Thank you, Senator. Is there anyone who wishes to stand in opposition to this particular bill? Seeing none, is there anybody who wants to stand in favor of this bill? Yes, Senator Peabody.
Mickey Peabody, PSA 30. Since I am one of the great-grandparent who got a child, I have to tell you that the system is daunting. And you can't even get lawyers to help you on it. You have to do it all by yourself. And if I had had a handbook, this would have made my life a whole bunch easier, and especially easier on the child that found themselves in my care and keeping, feeding, and what have you.
So, yeah, I'm in total favor of this, and I ask everyone in this room to support this.
Thank you. I, too, by the way, am a grandparent that's raising my grandchild. So I know what you're talking about, and a handbook would really come in handy. So at this point, please, we only have one in opposition, one for. Place your vote on your ballot, and clerk, would you please read the next?
AP 15, Homelessness, Seniors and Persons with Disabilities Study.
This is Assemblyperson Block. Is there anyone here that would stand for Assemblyperson Block? Okay. AP 15, measure would memorialize legislature and the governor to enact legislation that would propose that a count of the number of homeless individuals include the number of seniors and individuals with disabilities that are homeless. So that looks like it'd be quite an endeavor. Is there anyone who wants to speak, stand in favor of this particular bill? Anyone wishes to stand in opposition of this bill? Senator?
Thank you. Karen Gorbach from Region 18. And what I our county does a homeless count every year. And so I'm wondering, is this homeless count that this legislation is proposing going to include asking someone, well, how old are you? Is that, I mean, I don't know if that is, I don't know, socially kind to people living out on the streets somewhere to then want to know their age?
Well, I think they're trying to collect the numbers so that maybe it will affect future legislation to help those homeless people and seniors that are homeless. I don't know. Place your vote on your ballot, and clerk, please read the next one.
AP 17, electric vehicle charging stations, van accessibility.
This was Assemblyperson Horn. Is there anyone that would like to speak in favor for Assemblyperson Horn? Assemblyperson Wilder, Senior Senator Wilder.
Yes, sir. Thank you. It's critical that people with disabilities be allowed to access electric vehicle charging spots. What is frustrating about this proposal and some of the others I've seen is it would designate disabled parking spaces in front of electric vehicle charging stations, which prohibits the rest of the public from using them, which is where we usually get the pushback. If instead of a disabled parking space, we could have strictly a van accessible space, which would mean a little bit larger space with a designated area for landing coming out of the vehicle, I think this would be a very good bill and very appropriate for the state of California.
Thank you, Senator. Is there anyone who would like to speak in opposition to this bill? Seeing none, is there anyone else that would like to speak in favor of this bill? Seeing none, please mark your ballot, and clerk, read the next proposal.
AP 18, labeling of prescription drugs.
This was Assemblyperson Gold. Is there anyone who would like to stand and speak in favor of it? Yes, Senator Richard Gantz.
This bill by Marsha, or Assemblymember Gould, has been around for 2 or 3 years. Each of these years, she's continued to refine it, and it's a very simple type of thing. She's seeking the use of a single word to just describe the condition for which the prescription is being ordered, such as insomnia or upset stomach, just a simple description, because there's too many deaths and wrong medication used or stored, you might say, in the home, where people just don't know what it is. They say take two as needed. They take two as needed, but it might be the wrong medication. So she's has support of the National Pharmaceutical Association, Retired Teachers Association, Ombudsman, and many, many other ones and things. And all, it's a very simple bill. The other significant fact is you go into the drugstore and you pick up medication. All the medications there show the purpose of what it is being prescribed for. And there's no legal discussions on this that this doesn't cover. We've checked out everything on it, and there is no reason why just a simple explanation of what is being prescribed for, even though it is used for several different things, just what is prescribed for.
Thank you, Senator. Is there anyone who would like to stand in opposition to this bill? Seeing none, is there anybody else that would like to speak in favor? Yes, Senator Hall.
Senator Hall, PSA 19. I stand in favor of the bill because I use both the VA system and the private market, and the VA specifically puts on its label what this medication is used for, where some pharmacies that I won't name do not. And a lot of the medication looks the same, but it has very different uses and very different prescription regimens and those kind of things. So I stand in support of this bill because I think that labeling it and properly when you should use it and what is being prescribed for would definitely help, especially when there are site challenges.
Okay. Thank you, Senator. Senator Love?
Is it on? Oh, PSA 19. I just would like to get some clarification from Senator Schatz, correct? Because in the very beginning when I came on board, I took on the challenge of the labeling prescription drugs for the author. And what I found in the research is that under the prescription law, you are entitled to have what you want on your prescription as long as you have a prescription that says that. So what I did was I used me and I went back and tested it. And all I did was ask my doctor to write the prescription and say what it's for. All of my medications now say what it is for because it's under the prescription law. When I went back to the author to let her know that, what she said to me was that she knows that. What she wanted was for the doctors to ask each patient if they wanted it on the prescription or not. So I just wanted to get some clarification because it's already in the prescription law to do that.
Thank you.
Yes, they do. They put it on mine. I had several people test it, and you have to ask your doctor to put it on the prescription, what it is for, and then the pharmacy will fill it and put it on the bottle.
Thank you, Senator. Okay. Senator Shantz?
It is state law that anything that the doctor writes on the prescription pad shall be on the label. Now, the pharmacy itself cannot add anything other than what the doctor prescribes.
Thank you.
That's my question. She wants it to just be automatic? Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
An opt-out versus an opt-in, which is what it is now, yeah.
Okay, thank you. Okay, place your marks on your ballots. And clerk, please read the last one there.
AFP2, durable medical equipment, grab bars.
Senator Shantz, would you like to speak for this?
Assemblymember Gould has again come up with something where that she wants to have take on the Medicare system. And the fact is that she testified before the state and local government of the conditions under which things are labeled as to say durable medical equipment, and the use or the installation of grab bars fits all of the criteria that is specified by Medicare, but they have still refused to list it as durable medical equipment. And so she just wants to get it so that the fact is that people can use their insurance or whatever to be able to have this assigned under Medicare.
Thank you. Is there anyone who'd like to speak in opposition to this bill? Seeing none, is there anyone else that would like to speak in favor of it?
Mr. Chair, Ted Kagan, PSA 23. Several weeks ago, I will confirm that the importance of grab bars at every home. I tripped going out of a bathtub just a few weeks ago. So we realized that the importance of grab bars at every home, and it should be a natural, should be a natural thing located in every home. So it's not cheap, and with the help of Medicare, that will bring it to a reality of every home having grab bars. Really important, Mr. Chair.
Thank you, Senator. Okay, we got a couple of minutes, so Senator, you had.
Senator Monge, PSA 23, San Diego County. I am also in favor of these grab bars because, as my colleague from San Diego, Ted Kagan, says, and I was involved in the building industries for 23 years, and I had the experience of falling off the tub. And I tell you, grab bars is a very cheap mechanism to keep you from breaking a leg or breaking a bone or whatever. And the amount of money that you expend in this kind of safety feature, it's peanuts compared to what you can save. So I'm totally in support of this this proposal, and it's a very good one. We listened to one that they want to make sure that every new house that is being funded by the federal, state, local governments will be required to have bars, but not the ones that are already in existence. There's nothing for it, and this will take care of them. Thank you. I support this.
Thank you, Senator. Okay, that concludes our proposals. And I have an announcement here. It says on Saturday, February 3rd, the only doors to the Capitol that will be open on Saturday will be the doors on North Street side. That'll be this side down here. So we're gonna walk around the Capitol from the hotel to get to the North Street doors. That's the only ones that'll be open tomorrow morning. Oh, November. You wrote February 3rd. On November 3rd, ladies and gentlemen, it's N Street, okay. And did you want to make that announcement? Okay, and we have another announcement.
Thank you, Mike. So, remember, we had the voting for the JRC and the Ledge Committee. Remember that there were only one policy committee that had two candidates, the Senate Health Committee. The election results were that David Wood was elected as the primary, receiving the most votes, and Alan Bortel is the alternate for the coming JRC sessions. So everyone else, we had a vote, but they were running unopposed, so everyone else has joined their respective Ledge or JRC. So I think you all remember who those people are, but if you need me to announce those, I can, but it seemed to me that those were a foregone conclusion. So again, if there's no questions, I will turn it back over to Mike with one reminder. JRC members, there is a meeting in room 126 at 4:45. 126 is adjacent to the staff room, and the other members of the CSL can certainly observe that process, if you would like, in the Ledge Committee, begins at 5 o'clock. Same room, 126. Thank you.
Okay. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you. That concludes the Senate session. I don't see Zach. Well, we're going to collect all these, so yeah, she's collecting them now. Okay? Thank you, and we're done.